פרק ראשון בישול, סעיף מם גימל. שקית תה. אין ליתן שקית תה במים שהיה צלדס בהם, אפילו המים נמצאים בקושי קני שלישי. We shouldn't put a tea bag inside even a keli shlishi. Even though the Mishnah Berurah says that a keli shlishi is allowed to put something which is suffic kali abishul, something which is suffic kali abishul, but with tea, one sees it cooks even in a keli shlishi. One sees it, therefore the Poskim wants to say, since one sees it cooks in a keli shlishi, one shouldn't go and put it in a keli shlishi, because the eyes tell us that it cooks in a keli shlishi. When do we say one can put things in a keli shlishi if one don't know? If a thing is certain that it cooks in a keli shlishi, there are a lot of poskim who want to say that one shouldn't put it in a keli shlishi. So if mem dalet, nesinat limon betei, put lemon in a tea. הפויסקים נחלקו עם מוטליטן פלוסס לימון בקויס תה, שהיא קלי שני. לפי המוגן עבור והמשנבו יש לעשות, או לדעת החזניש, להתה. If you've got a piece of lemon, you have to put it in the tea. According to the Mishnah Berurah, one has to, shouldn't do it. Why? Because anything we have a suffolk, maybe it is kali abishul. Therefore, we've got a suffolk also, a piece of lemon, maybe kali abishul. Therefore, if the Mogen Avraham, the Mishnah Berurah, one should not put it in a keli sheni. In a keli shlishi, put the Mishnah Berurah, you're allowed to put it. But that's a chasnish, like the chasnish holds, that one doesn't have to have a suffolk if it is a kali abishul. Only what is mafurish in the poskim is kali abishul. Therefore, tea. A piece of lemon. It doesn't say in any of the poskim that it's kali abishul, therefore we can take on, we can put it in sakeli sheni. Rabbi says, in amayim einam chamin b'shir shayad nichvis boy, if the water is nichvis boy, which is more than yad saledis, that the hands already get burnt, then it's much more stringent. Then we say, one should not go and put it inside the teeth. וכדי שלישי יש לו כלראי האורה, חילדים בעלי נאנה. If you got tea nana, and the same thing, put in lemon, or something like that, or put in lemon in such a tea, is the same thing, and one should not go and put it in a keli sheni, according to the Mishnah Berurah, according to the Chazon Ish, if it's not yad nechmes boy, we allow you. So if mem hei cholo, מותר ליתן חלב מפוסטר לצורך קני שני אם אין היד נכבס בו. If חלב מפוסטר, חלב which has been pasteurized, you're allowed to put it in the קני שני, that's what the Orch Shabbos says, אם אין היד נכבס בו. If היד נכבס בו, you want to worry that, what should worry about היד נכבס בו, one should worry that maybe it still cooks. But if it's יד צלדס בו, then we say, pasteurized milk, he wants to say it's allowed. Why do they allow pasteurized milk? Because the Mishnah Berurah takes on that cholopshin is special when it's tannin, that it is allowed to put in keli sheni. Means, if you've got milk which is cooked already, or any liquid which are cooked already, even though they got cool, and we said there is yesh bishlach or bishul belach, but if it is put into keli sheni, we're allowed, because we don't say two chumras. Because bishul acha, bishul belach, the Mishnah Berurah takes on also some sort of a chumra. Put into keli sheni, which we only got suffered, kali abishul, therefore we allow you to put into keli sheni. But he comes along and says, Orech HaShabbos, if so, he wants to be making, even if it's only pasteurized. Even though pasteurizing is not 100% cooking, it's not a proper cooking, it's not 100% cooking, he wants to take on, it's allowed. Even though the Mishnah Berurah is not mashma kol kach, that should be allowed, he wants to take on, it is allowed. Why? Because he wants to say that the Gemara says you're allowed to put in water into keli sheni. So there are some poskim who say, and the Pashas Shulchan Aruch is mashma like that, that you're allowed to put also other drinks into a keli sheni. like water. Therefore, he wants to say there shouldn't be a problem even without having the milk cooked. He wants to say, you've got some poskim who say with not any milk without being cooked altogether, you're allowed to put into keli sheni, because it's considered water. What the Gemara says, water, you're allowed to put into keli sheni. Ah, you want to be machmed up, you don't have to be machmed mefustah. Mefustah is pasteurized. Pasteurized, some people also take on, it's completely cooked. Even if you want to take on, it's not completely cooked. But kopon, you can take on. Klapei keli sheni, he wants to say you're allowed. And that's what the Oichos Shabbos comes along and says, if you've got pasteurized milk, you're allowed to put it into keli sheni. If it is not, yad nichfes boy. Kafe tochun, turkey coffee, means ein. I'll explain what it means. Ein nifin kafe she ein enomes after keli shlishi. Coffee which is not instant coffee, called black coffee. Coffee which is turkey coffee, which is not cooked altogether. It's only roasted. They roast the beans, and they grind it. He says one should not put this coffee in even a tzakeli shlishi. Why? He compares it to the tea. These things we see that even get cooked in a tzakeli shlishi. You put your coffee turkey into tzakeli shlishi, and also cook it. You get good coffee. Therefore, you see it does cook in a tzakeli shlishi. Therefore, we say a person should not put such coffee even into a keli shlishi. Zif mem zayin, kofe names, instant coffee. Yesh lo kel, litin avkat kofe names, shehit fashel, b'shat hayitzo b'keli sheini. Yesh oimim, to lehachme litinoi b'keli shlishi. Says one can go and take on the lenient to put instant coffee into a keli sheini if it was cooked. And brother, who want to be machmed, put in a keli shlishi. Why? Because some people want to say afterwards they dry it out. Some people want to say this drying out has got in from fear. If it's got in from baking. If it's got in from baking, then we can't cook after baking. So there are some people who want to come along and say that even instant coffee, one should not put it inside a keli sheni. Only in a keli shlishi. But there are who say, no, it's not considered pashtus, we take on, it's not considered baking. Considers being cooked, even baking after cooked is also not straightforward that it's there. There is an issue to cook it after it's been baked if it was also cooked. A lot of people take on, you're allowed to go and cook this instant coffee. Mem ches, dvash, honey. Near shadin dvash kadim prusas limon aniske leel sif mem dalet shenech luku bazeh aposkim im mota litna mekeli sheni yubekeli shlishi yesh lehokel. So what do you say? That honey is the same machlokes in half in a chavnish, the Mishnah Berurah, and the Prima Gadim, and Mishnah Berurah, and the Magen Avraham. That, according to the Mishnah Berurah, anything we have to worry about, maybe it's kali official, that you shouldn't put it into keli sheni. According to the chavnish, one's allowed to put it in the keli sheni. The keli shlishi, everybody allows you to do it. In brackets, and in sinas, the vash kosh, for turkis, say, in the common peck, salad, simon, nun. Putting honey which is hard inside a tea, then could be a different problem from moilet. You're making it from a solid to a liquid. It's a different, what we're going to discuss that. As Hashem is discussed in Perek Dalet, Seif Nun.